Welcome to Your Music Saved Us, where two friends blast ourselves into the past to relive and recontextualize the alternative Christian music we grew up listening to in the 1990s.
I'm Jay.
I'm Clifton.
Tell us, what album are we listening to this week?
Motor City Ska by The Insiders.
We're listening to Poor Old Lou's sophomore album, Sin.
We're listening to the breakout smash hit, All Star United by All Star United.
We are listening to Michael Knott's 1994 solo album, Rocket and a Bomb. And all I ever wanted was a good job and some bus fare. And a rocket and a bomb. A rocket
and a bomb. All right, Jay, we're going to use this as a introduction episode for everyone to understand what the podcast is and what our hopes are for it. So why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Jay. I am just now turned 40 years old, so that should date me with some of this music we're talking about. I grew up listening to all this stuff as a teenager, and it's been interesting and fun to kind of revisit it.
And I'm Clifton. I'm not yet 40, so take that for what you will. Once again, grew up listening to this music, you know, loved it at the time, and Jay and I met in college and have been friends since then and gone places. And
I will say we met freshman year of college.
We did.
Pretty early on.
Yeah.
Directly because of music. In fact, I think, and Clifton always has a better memory than me, but I think it's because I found some songs or albums you were sharing on the ResNet. We went to Texas A&M and on the, this is the fall of 99, on the intranet or whatever you would call it, between dorms, Clifton was sharing. It's probably Jets to Brazil or something like that.
Probably
and,
so.
And I was like, oh, we should be friends. And then we realized we didn't live very far from each other and started hanging out.
Yeah. Back then, everyone would put little text documents in there in their shared folder with like their contact information, just in case someone wanted to get a hold of them. And that's how it happened.
There we go.
All right. So let's talk about the origins of this podcast. So a couple years ago, I started working on a blog. I wanted to revisit the music we grew up listening to, you know, that meant so much to me at the time. And I wanted to see, you know, what stood the test of time. But more importantly, I wanted to explore other issues surrounding the music, you know, the topics that they explored, the beliefs expressed, the cultural issues that surrounded it. And I also wanted to think about how the music had affected me, whether that would be opening my eyes to new kinds of music or just how it shaped me as a person. So I wrote 6 blogs for this blog that never went anywhere, and I didn't really like how it was going. It's kind of hard to express thoughts about music on page, you know, so I kind of gave up on it and the project died. But that's where some of the ideas about what would be discussed in this podcast came from my side.
For me, I think I was a little bit inspired by some other podcasts for the past, gosh, I don't know how many years. There's been a new wave of podcasts exploring some of this terrain, more the music of it. So I remember listening to the Washed Up Emo podcast and then, you know, interviewing a bunch of band people from emo bands way back in the day. And Bill Powers has his Urban Achiever podcast. I don't think he's put out one recently, but that was really good, interviewing a lot of like people in the Christian music scene from around that time. And I've listened to As the Story Grows, which is another one that kind of tackles a lot of that same stuff. And then one came along not very long ago called A Podcast Amongst Friends that was just Tooth and Nail bands. It's kind of, they're going by release, starting with the first album from Tooth and Nail moving forward. And I remember I messaged Clifton just saying like, you might like this. I'm really enjoying listening to this, especially because it's like the height of my anxiety with COVID. I'm a school teacher. So all that stuff in the fall. And it was just nice to have an escape. And I think Clifton, I don't want to steal his thunder, but I think he enjoyed it as well, I'll say. And I think he was just like, you want to do this?
Yeah. When a podcast among friends showed up, I thought, you know, Tooth and Nail is amazing and it was really important for the time, but there's also a lot of great music that wasn't on Tooth and Nail. If we incorporated some of the ideas from my blog, you know, talking about not just the music, but kind of the culture surrounding it and those topics, that, you know, we would be doing something unique and interesting with the podcast instead of just talking about music.
Or we at least are trying to. So.
Right. That's the idea.
Tell us about the name, because people may not, they may not get it the first time.
Yeah. So the name is Your Music Saved Us. You know, when it came time to figure out a name, which of course we didn't have when we started, there isn't really an obvious name for this podcast. So I was just looking around the internet, you know, some things from the surrounding culture, and I came across that old meme of, you know, the young woman holding up a sign that says, "Your Music Saved Me." And I wrote it down just as an idea. And I, over time, you know, the next couple of days, I just got thinking, like, yeah, that's kind of true, you know, and it has multiple meanings here. And of course, there's kind of, you know, maybe a tongue-in-cheek meaning there, you know, the Christian meaning of saves. But there's also, for me, you know, this music really provided a community of like-minded people through high school and into college. And also, you know, this, like I said, this music meant a lot to me at the time. It was there during hard and lonely times. And in those young years, you know, of high school and college, when everything else is changing, the music was kind of always there as an anchor.
Yeah, I agree. It was something you could always kind of have when you needed it. And I'm grateful because I think it really opened my eyes to bigger things outside of my small little world, whether it's musical styles, which I'm grateful for, because I think that was a fun thing about kind of the Christian music at the time, is like everything kind of got lumped together in one big bin, basically. And even though the styles could be very different, it was just kind of like, oh, that's Christian rock or alternative Christian music or whatever you wanted to call it. So we ended up getting exposed to a lot of stuff that I don't think we would have otherwise. And so I'm grateful for that, but also the ideas in some of the music. I mean, and as we're going through this, some of it's been kind of terrible to look back at, somewhat offensive. But some of it, you know, I think holds up, and it was really valuable, and I appreciated kind of that early exposure I got to some of this stuff. So yeah, I like the name, and I feel like it works on multiple different levels.
Let's talk about the format of the show. So we started off by making lists.
Yeah, we made list of kind of just albums we wanted to look at again. And I kind of had multiple things. I guess some were albums that I have revisited since that age and I feel like holds up. And I kind of wanted to share those. Some was stuff I hadn't thought about since that time that I'm pretty sure is going to be terrible, but I thought it would be funny. And then other stuff was kind of, you know, in between, like, and I would look at Clifton's list or we'd talk about a record company or something and it would make me think, oh yeah, that band, I hadn't thought of them in literally, you know, over 20 years. And I kind of am looking forward to exploring some of these because some of the stuff I really have not thought about in 20 plus years. So
yeah,
that's kind of my thinking. What about yours?
Similar thinking, you know, we both have about 50 bands on our list, so we could do 100 episodes without without having to find new bands. Half the list was really easy to make. I just put it down really fast. And then I made another sort of list of kind of some embarrassing things, what I call transitional music.
Yeah, well, that's a nice way to put it.
Your Stephen Curtis Chapman and your DC Talk and some of those kind of bands.
Yep.
And then I just started doing some research and I started looking up some, you know, the record labels that I remembered on Discogs and looking at who was released on that. And some of the stuff I did not remember loving. I was like, I listened to that album over and over again and I didn't even think about, like, it didn't come into my head to put it on this list. And so that was a good part of it. It's fun to put together, honestly, to find all the bands again and go back and look at all those. Even the ones that didn't make it on the list were still fun to go back and look at again.
Yeah, and a lot of this is not always on Spotify and stuff, you know, that we're using now. And so you just don't think about it. And so it's been nice, to kind of go back through and see connections with other bands. And it's been fun.
Yeah, speaking of, I've been kind of doing I found a couple people online that sell old Christian CDs and looking at eBay. And so I've been trying to put together a collection of everything on our list so that we can have the packaging for it and make sure that we have the music for it if it's not on
Spotify. And as one of our recent episodes will show, it is useful because sometimes the lyrics are nowhere to be found other than in those liner notes that, you know, are hard to get.
So other than that, the format of the episode is we kind of switch off back and forth on who's kind of taking the lead on an episode. Whoever's list the album comes from, that person, the one of us who's not going to take the lead that week, we'll pick an album off the other person's list. We're doing episodes every 2 weeks, so we take 2 weeks to listen to it, and basically the person taking the lead will kind of be the interviewee, and the other person will interview that person about the album and poke into all the thoughts and their memories. And yeah, so, you know, we talk about memories surrounding the album, we talk about the music, the packaging,
the lyrics,
the history of the band, if it's not one of the more popular bands
in particular, you know? Yeah, just any why we have that on our list, you know. Mm-hmm. Particular memories we have with that, kind of how we got introduced to it.
Does it stand up?
Yeah, some do, some do not.
And I think most importantly, you know, if there's a tangent that comes up in the conversation that takes us somewhere off of that, you know, talking about the culture of the time or the culture surrounding the music, I think, you know, we take those when we can. What are your hopes for the future of the podcast?
I hope to have fun. I'm enjoying
yeah.
doing these albums and listening to them again and thinking about them. But I'm also like kind of trying to figure out, like, what was that? You know what I mean? Like back in that time, like what in the world? Like we've already, on some of these episodes, we've already done just kind of the theology behind some of the music and the belief mm-hmm. systems. It, really trying to unpack that, because it's become clear to me over the last, I don't know, probably 10 years, is just how much stuff is kind of embedded in me from growing up in that culture that I didn't realize was there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been trying to kind of unpack that, you know, over time personally, and I'm hoping this will be helpful in that and kind of seeing where some of these things came from and these beliefs and kind of how I got there. And, you know, I have a lot of friends and family members that still have a lot of these beliefs. I really don't as much anymore, but it's interesting to think about it and think about maybe why I changed versus why some didn't. And looking at this music is kind of a, hopefully an entry point to those discussions.
To me, that's the most important part, is this exploration and the interesting things that come out of that. It's also, I also think what's kind of interesting is how a lot of this music both is very theological and is grounded in these beliefs, but it's also the kind of this music that led me to where I am today, which is, you know, similar to you, or not really having these beliefs anymore. So I find that interesting, and I think it's going to be an interesting topic to explore. Also, just on some more practical notes, I hope that at some point we can do some interviews with some of these bands, kind of find out what's going on in their lives and what was going on, you know, when they made these albums. And, you know, maybe if we get some clout, we can do some of that.
I agree. And one thing I'm looking forward to with this as well is just kind of meeting people that share these interests. I do feel like that is one thing about this, is because it's so small and kind of niche, or whatever you want to call it. Is that when you do meet someone that you realize grew up listening to all these bands, I feel like you become friends very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to the discussion I'm hoping we can have online with people about some of these albums and kind of reminiscing together and just getting to know each other, because I'm realizing there's more of us out there than I think I thought.
Yeah, along that same vein, I hope that we can at some point bring on some guests to cover some albums that aren't on our list, for example.
Yeah.
You know, things that we didn't listen to at the time that we just missed, or, you know, wasn't quite up our alley, and that a guest knows and loves. And so I hope we can do that to kind of expand the scope of the podcast, but also just to be introduced to new music. It's always fun.
I agree. So if you're listening to this and hearing that, reach out, because we would love to explore some new things with you and hang out. So Clifton, we know we were talking about some of the other podcasts, like in A Podcast Amongst Friends is doing only Tooth and Nail. Are we going to cover Tooth and Nail albums on this podcast?
My thought is that we don't want to step on any toes, but I don't think that even if we covered a Tooth and Nail album, I don't think we would be stepping on toes of the guys over at A Podcast Among Friends. I think that what we're looking at in these albums is fundamentally different. They're more exploring the Tooth and Nail legacy and impact in those bands, whereas we're looking at the music as well, but we're also looking at more of the culture surrounding it. Not so much in the scene, but more outside the scene, all the kids who are listening to this and who are being impacted. So I think that even if we do cover Tooth and Nail albums, it's not going to step on their toes. What do you think?
There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with multiple podcast episodes about like Joe Christmas and some of these other artists. You know, I feel like they haven't gotten their fair shake, and I think it's okay if there's multiple ones exploring those.
Nor to the Future deserves at least four podcast episodes by some people. Right?
See, I was going to argue upstairs overlooking, but this is for another time.
Yes, we have a difference of opinion on our best Joe Christmas album. All right, anything else you want to say to everybody before we sign off?
No, I'm happy that you're listening. Thanks for giving us a chance. I will tell you already, that as we've recorded some, that they're getting better. So if you've listened to one of the first ones and you thought, well, feel free to give one of the later ones a try. It will probably be better.
I agree. They are getting better, and I think I'm having more fun doing them as we go.
Yep, for sure.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us for this introductory episode of Your Music Saved Us. We will be releasing episodes every other week on Thursday mornings. Please look for us on social media of your choice, where you can follow us at Your Music Saved Us, or email us at yourmusicsavedus@gmail.com. The music in this episode is the work of the artist and is used with apologies, not permission.